Time is the one thing you can't get back, so spend it wisely by investing in your goals and future. Every moment at Miller-Mott College gets you closer to a career that makes you proud. Visit us online at miller-mott.edu. That's miller-mott.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And so let's take a listen to, because a lot of people have some, let's listen to what they have themselves to say about, and I'm talking about the Democrats. Folks, I don't hate them at all. I feel sorry for them. They need, very clearly, they need to repent. Here's the reality. Reality is this: repent or perish. You know who said that? A guy named Lord Jesus Christ said that. Repent or perish. And the Democrats have taken an anti-Christ position. Their party has turned into virtually a satanic party, okay? And the Satanists are on a fast track to the lake of fire. That's just a reality. So if you know a Democrat out there, you need one, pray for him, but tell him you need to repent of that. You need to learn not to burn. Right, Style? All right. So now tell us, show us who is responsible for the shutdown.
Yeah. Burn the country down, and that will kill the economy. And you're like, but the Democrats will get the blame. They did it. Well, they think their constituents are so illiterate politically that they'll never figure it out, which I think is true. I've had a lot of people that are actually have college degrees that I know personally say, who's really behind the shutdown? And I just look at them like, I've been covering it for months. As it built up to this, and then once it started 27 days ago, it's the Democrats. You have to have more votes in the Senate for a spending bill. They're holding it up. They brag they're doing it. They're doing it, saying they want to create the pain.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
I know Democrats are ready to go. I know they're ready to come back and do this. They're ready to come back and protect things that had passed the legislature. They are not willing to come back and let an authoritarian president do whatever he wants.
That's why shutting the government is really what the Democratic Party wants to do. And I follow country, then party. And it's the wrong thing for the country in a period of chaos. I refuse to vote to shut our government down.
And the only reason the Senate can't do it is purely because of Democrats. And you had one of your colleagues in the Senate say, this is the only leverage we have. People are going to get hurt. This is the only leverage we have to get what we want on health care. It's a bad look.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
If Republicans shut down the government next time Democrats are in charge to extract whatever it
like
is
the
that
last
they happen
times.
To want, is that, are you saying that's okay? Are you saying that's okay if they do that?
I mean, the Republicans have done this quite a while, yes. Yeah, Republicans have done this a lot.
What did you say about it when they did it?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I mean, this is a very dramatic call from that union of federal employees representing hundreds of thousands with a statement today saying, among other things, that it's time for our leaders to start focusing on how to solve problems for the American people rather than on who is going to get the blame for a shutdown that Americans dislike. Because when the folks who serve this country are standing in line for food banks after missing a second paycheck because of this shutdown, they aren't looking for partisan spin. They're looking for wages that they earned.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
They have had months to negotiate. And you reopen the government, and we lose our leverage. And they say, well, you know, we want this, we want that. No, there has to be an agreement right now. That's what this whole shutdown is about.
But here's the very simple and important fact that no one should forget. We have no ability. Republicans do not have the ability to do this on our own. It's a simple math problem. We need Democrats to help. You need 60 votes in the Senate. We only have 53 Republicans. The Democrats are the ones voting repeatedly to shut down the government.
Are you surprised that vote after vote, it's just been three Democrats time and again who voted for this bill. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day, you know, and I'm just saying, and it's not entertaining. That's a great movie, but this is
Republicans say this is an admission that Democrats are using the American people as political leverage during this shutdown. You want to respond?
Donald Trump is the president. Republicans control the House and the Senate. They've made the decision to shut down the government.
And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government. Point number two, they refuse to do it. They have now voted 12 times to keep the government closed. And they'll have another chance today or tomorrow, maybe multiple times this week, and we'll see what they do.
Once the government is shut down, which it will be in 2 hours, how do you get out of this? There's one Democrat who told CNN there is no way to play this shutdown game and win. And Democrats know that because Republicans for the last several shutdowns have been the ones playing this game. So how are you going to get out of it if we are in a shutdown?
Now, I know the leader is going to show a poll that says that Democrats will be blamed for the shutdown. There are many more polls that show Republicans are blamed. The question in that poll is biased. Biased in the New York Times, but it's biased. If you turn the
So obviously we were here 6 months ago and you voted to keep the government open back then. And you seem to be against at the time of using a shutdown as a tactical move.
I have said many times there are no winners in a government shutdown. As bad as passing the CR is, as I said, allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times in the last 4 years, and he has the opportunity to vote for one again, but he's refusing to come to the table.
Well, I think, look,
I know Democrats are ready to go. I know they're ready to come back and do this. They're ready to come back and protect things that had passed the legislature. They are not willing to come back and let an authoritarian president do whatever he wants.
Yeah, we haven't shut the government down. Donald Trump is the president. Republicans control the House and the Senate.
There are 53 Republicans in the Senate, correct?
Yes.
They need 60. What does that mean?
And the only reason the Senate can't do it is purely because of Democrats. And you had one of your colleagues in the Senate say this is the only leverage we have. People are going to get hurt. This is the only leverage we have to get what we want on health care. It's a bad look.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leveraged times we have.
It said what you are asking the Republicans to do right now when they control the White House, the Senate, and the House is effectively what the Democrats could not do when they controlled all three of those heads of government themselves.
When Democrats controlled Congress and passed the Inflation Reduction Act, it included that specific expiration date. Democrats were also the key architects of Obamacare. Is this a crisis of your party's own making right now?
No, it's a crisis because the current leadership in Congress is not willing to step up and take care of working people.
They are voting yes on what we say here in Washington, a clean CR, a bill to keep the government running for 7 weeks. And Democrats are voting no. And for the reasons you just said. So how are they shutting down the government?
First of all, it isn't a clean CR.
OK,
so let's not stipulate to that. It's not a clean CR.
What do they have in it?
Going into that. The point is,
we should have passed appropriations bills. There's a way to run a government, and this is not the way to run a government.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
We are simply not going to go along to get along the Republican effort to continue to gut the health care of the American people. This is a cost of living issue, and it's a life or death issue for millions of Americans.
So the shutdown continues. The Republican Party's not going to pay $1.5 trillion to illegal immigrants coming into our country, coming in for a lot of reasons, coming in from prisons, from jails, from all over the place, from Venezuela, many countries. We're not going to do that. So the shutdown continues. It's a Democrat shutdown. It's a Schumer shutdown because his career has failed and it's over.
So Republicans are obviously, their talking point is that Democrats want to give health care to illegal immigrants. Now, the Trump administration, when I asked them, what are you talking about? They said they're referring to this section in the Democratic stopgap funding proposal. It would repeal the section of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that addresses Medicaid, specifically one provision, reduced federal reimbursement for emergency Medicaid for hospitals. And some of that obviously goes to people who don't have insurance, including undocumented immigrants.
So I found out these people, even though the government shut down, because of the ACA, their payments every month are coming directly from the Treasury to their bank accounts. So the insurance companies, United Healthcare, Aetna, Molina, Kaiser, they are getting paid right now, mandatory pay every single month, while the federal workers and the military get nothing. And so now it's finally making sense. This has nothing to do with healthcare. It has to do with dark money from the billion-dollar insurance companies. Because keep in mind, if they lose the ACA credits for next year, they're not going to get any of that money. They won't get any of that money. So
all we're asking is to protect healthcare. So many millions of Americans, the most vulnerable among us, rely on government to protect them, rely on government to make sure that the healthcare cost does not continue to rise. We know it's a crisis. We know more needs to be done.
I would love to have a conversation about extending the tax credits for healthcare. Absolutely. But I would remind everybody, too, this was designed by the Democratic Party to expire at the end of the year. This is not something taken from by the Republicans. They were designed to expire.
Everyone in at least the talking points of the Democrats are like, oh, the premiums are going to go up. Why don't you hold the insurance companies accountable? These are not market rates. They're setting the premiums. They're the ones that are deciding to keep human beings without health care. That has nothing to do with what the government does. If anything, the government's making worse. The problem is the insurance companies.
The Democrats, and I'm a Democrat, are the ones that actually, in the Senate side, shut down the government. You know, they did not vote for a continuing resolution, except for three of them. One is the Senator of Pennsylvania, Fetterman.
Here we are in Washington, D.C., and it is shut down. But now here, it's both Pennsylvania's voice here in the U.S. Senate, even though we are in a different party. And we both want to talk about why we believe it's so important to reopen this government.
23 days, 12 votes. Senator Fetterman and I have both voted to open up the government. We agree on that 100%. It's really starting to hurt Pennsylvania and Pennsylvanians, air traffic controllers, border patrol, and also 2 million recipients of SNAP. We've got to get the government open. That's our main responsibility. And I'd say that regardless of what party's in the majority.
So they have to get together and stop holding an American hostage. We're about to have people without food come, November 1st, which is the end of this week.
And where we are today, on the 18th day of a government shutdown, which is depriving millions of federal employees of the paychecks they desperately need and deserve.
More than a million federal workers are not receiving pay right now. Many missed their first full paycheck Friday, while others will feel the loss early next week, depending on the agency. Federal workers waiting in long lines at this food bank in Southern Maryland.
I would have never thought in a million years that I would have been in this position to have to go to a food bank.
Democrats are holding the line, right, on the health care issue right now. What do you say to those constituents who are worried about feeding their families?
Well, this is the most cruel thing that the Republicans have done since the shutdown started. 42 million people are on SNAP. That is basic food assistance. It is the most effective anti-hunger program that we have ever had, and it used to be bipartisan. And when Donald Trump can spend $40 billion to bail out Argentina, but refuses to use the funds that are available and make additional funds available to feed 42 million people. One of four kids in this country relies on SNAP benefits, Anna. So this is just cruelty?
I did a story on SNAP benefit changes that are coming November 1st. I did that story yesterday. They responded by sharing this memo with us today. Let's take a closer look at it.
Let's look at the second paragraph. Considering the operational issues and constraints that exist in automated systems and in the interest of preserving maximum flexibility, we are forced to direct states to hold their November issuance.
45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on food stamps, 42% of Somali immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians, 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps, meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that.
These food SNAP benefits run out. In the past, Democrats have argued policy change is not something you should shut down the government over. That should be a different place where it is negotiated. In what world would Democrats decide to come to the table?
We've always been at the table. They have literally, ineffectively shut the doors and shut us out. Donald Trump himself said, don't deal with the Democrats. Don't even talk to them. I have been here for 7 years now. Every single year, we've passed a bipartisan funding bill when we've passed it, and that is the only way out.
That's why shutting the government is really what the Democratic Party wants to do, and I follow country, then party, and it's the wrong thing for the country in a period of chaos. I refuse to vote to shut our government down.
If Republicans shut down the government next time Democrats are in charge to extract whatever it
like
is
the
that
last
they
couple
happen
times
to want, is that, are you saying that's okay? Are you saying that's okay if they do that?
I mean,
next
the Republicans
time
have done this quite a while, yes.
Yeah, Republicans have done this a lot. I mean, what did you say about it when they did it?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I mean, this could be easily solved
to
by
go
sitting
past
down
cloture,
at the
to
table.
Get past 60, to get past 60, you need some Democrats to reopen the. That's what's going to have to happen, Senator. You close the government down because you want $1.5 trillion for all these different things that Schumer wants. That. It's obvious to everyone, although, you know, maybe you can convince the public that it's the Republicans, but it's not.
This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras. They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe. They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa. And $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa. We are not doing that.
I mean, this is a very dramatic call from that union of federal employees representing hundreds of thousands with a statement today saying, among other things, that it's time for our leaders to start focusing on how to solve problems for the American people rather than on who is going to get the blame for a shutdown that Americans dislike. Because when the folks who serve this country are standing in line for food banks after missing a second paycheck because of the shutdown, they aren't looking for partisan spin. They're looking for wages that they earned.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leveraged times we have.
They have had months to negotiate. And you reopen the government, and we lose our leverage. And they say, well, you know, we want this, we want that. No, there has to be an agreement right now. That's what this whole shutdown is about.
But here's the very simple and important fact that no one should forget. We have no ability. Republicans do not have the ability to do this on our own. It's a simple math problem. We need Democrats to help. You need 60 votes in the Senate. We only have 53 Republicans. The Democrats are the ones voting repeatedly to shut down the government. And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government. Point number two, they refuse to do it. They have now voted 12 times to keep the government closed. And they'll have another chance today or tomorrow, maybe multiple times this week. And we'll see what they do.
I think I'm going to be leaving the Democrat Party because this this happens too often where they're blaming the opposite party when they know they can do what the right thing. They need to do the right thing and reopen this government. We've seen them vote the right way when they're in power. So why the hell can't they vote the right way when they're not in power? So get this government back open, get the American people what they deserve. And this is basically a Schumer shutdown from what I've seen.
We can have a conversation, but the problem is that until they get the green light to actually have a meaningful discussion to try to find common ground and a bipartisan path forward and a willingness to address the damage that Republicans have done to the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of the American people, then, of course, any informal discussion is going to be not fruitful.
After this trip, do you think you'll sit down with Hakeem Jeffries and...
I would. I'd be willing to. I would have now, too. You know, I left. I said, come on over, just put the government back. All they have to do is say yes, and then it's over.
Who wants to keep it shut down, and who's responsible? And these, you know, these people that are going to lose their SNAP benefits, the military's not getting paid, the air traffic controllers, many of them have taken up another job already. This is absolute crazy, folks, because, that's really going to hurt the airlines, and, it's going to take a big shot in the economy. And here, well, what happened just today, and it's the strange thing, the stock market hit an all-time new high today, both in America and Japan. Trump making, because of the deals Trump's making, and here, do you think style the people are going to, you think, you know, like Alex Jones says, he really does think that they're just too stupid to understand. What do you think?
Man, I don't even know at this point. You'd hope that people are waking up to the fact that it's like we just saw in these past couple clips that it's only being held up by Democrats at this point. And, you know, if you've listened to me before, I'm not on either party, but the fact's the fact. This is Democrats holding up this process of reopening it. If it's up to me, I'd say, you know, keep it shut down. It's not shut down to begin with. The IRS is still taking money. Israel's still getting money. Congress is still getting paid. Take all that money, give it to the benefits. But we don't want to have that conversation.
Well, that's what the people should demand. And between you and me, I think the people are actually pretty upset with both parties, but more so with the Democrats. But well, let's find out. Let's open the phone line, so we'll take some calls. We'll find out. We last night, remember what we did? We found out that there in New York City, there was a whole lot of dumb people, because we had smart people calling us who live in New York City, telling us that they're there, and they know how many dumb people are there. So it will see, and how many voted for Mundummy. And so let's open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. And here, Alaska school standards ignore Washington, Lincoln, and Christianity. And state education bureaucrats routinely set standards for schools to include certain things in their classrooms for students to learn. But too often they're reflecting an agenda or an ideology, not the simple facts, according to a report at the Federalist. For instance, even in Republican-majority Alaska, its latest iteration of requirements dated just last year have no mention of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and even Christianity. Alaska's new political studies standards don't mention the Nome Gold Rush. They don't mention the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. They don't mention William Egan, the state of Alaska's first governor. And they don't mention Sarah Palin, who ran for the president of the United States. There's a lot more. That the Alaskan Social Students Standards, that the Alaska Social Students Social Studies Standards, but you can, tell right away that something is very, very wrong when Alaska's social studies standards leave Alaska's children ignorant of the headlines of Alaska's history and the most famous Alaskan, the report explained. And so I'm just going to end that there. There you go. You got to stand as the days we're living in out there. Unbelievable. This is why homeschooling is growing at such a fast rate. Amen. All right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 if you have a question. Who do we have?
We have Jack in San Diego.
All righty. Jack came in first place tonight. Okay.
Well, one of the problems is the Federal Reserve in regards to the shutdown. Now, we had for a while an anonymous donor write a check for $130 million to meet the military payroll. Where's the check from the Federal Reserve? Understand that it's a private institution. It's owned by a consortium of banks. Some are foreign banks. But you don't know the banks that own the Federal Reserve. They're not interested in helping the government. The federal government doesn't have a currency. We're using Federal Reserve notes. The federal government doesn't have the power to print money. If Trump wanted to get out of this mess, he should take over the Federal Reserve and take over the currency. We should go back to constitutional money, which are United States Treasury notes.
Okay, hold it 1 minute. Hey, Style.
Federal Reserve note is. No,
hold it there, Jack. Style.
Yeah.
There's a song we have about the Federal Reserve, how they're not federal at all. See if you can find that and book that up, because Jack needs to hear that song. But go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead, Jack.
I like that song. I've heard it once on your show. But it is interesting that, you know, some things that are so fundamental, the American people could care less. I mean, one of the most fundamental things about any modern society is the currency. Why isn't the Federal Reserve helping by issuing checks to pay the bills? They don't want to help the federal government. They don't want, it's their money. They don't want to waste it on us. Aren't you outraged?
Well, I have another song that'll answer that. We have another song about the bankers, okay? And we answer both those questions very,
well,
very true.
Today you're seeing it in action. Nobody can tell you, for one thing, what a Federal Reserve note is worth. What's behind it? Absolutely nothing. It is, it's actually a religious experience to believe that a Federal Reserve note has any value. The only value it has is because you believe it has value and people still accept it.
I was telling...
accepting it? And why once again, why isn't the Federal Reserve helping us out? I mean, they're the ones that have the power to print money, not the United States federal government. You understand the federal government gets money two ways, from tax receipts and by selling debt. When they sell the treasuries, they get money. When they take in your income tax receipts, they get money to spend. But they cannot print money. Only the Federal Reserve can print money. And I'm telling you and all your listeners that the Federal Reserve is telling us all to go to hell, that they're not going to spend one penny on this shutdown. They're not going to meet any salaries. And I'm a little disappointed in Trump that he hasn't figured this out yet.
Well, Jack, I'll chime in real quick here and say how important we are to the federal government. Like you said, obviously they're not coming in to lend a hand for us, but we can send $40 billion to Argentina and $21 billion to Israel. So we have no problem giving out money, just not to American citizens.
Well, actually, you're not giving out money. You're giving out notes of debt. And And I was pointing that out to a guy one time, saying, you know, it's really not money. This is notes of debt. He said, all I know is I can go into the store with a fistful of it, and I can come out with all of the groceries I want. He says, so I don't care what you call it. And so,
well, the other thing, too, we should all understand is that the Federal Reserve currency, it's basically like Bitcoin now. It only exists in cyberspace. There's very little physical currency in circulation. Most people don't use currency anymore.
Well, something's going on with Bitcoin, too, because they've got that program now where Trump's actually giving some Bitcoins away. He's giving away Bitcoin. So what does that tell you? It tells me something that if they're starting to give it away, then it's not doing what they expected it to do.
Remember what Warren Buffett said? He wouldn't give you 25 cents for all the Bitcoin in the world. I see no value in it, but I think you should look at what's happening to the price of gold, $4,000 an ounce.
That's it just went down. It just under.
People are doubting the value of paper money, and they want that gold. They want the physical gold in their hands.
Gold was at $4,400. It's down now. Today was just, it was 39. It was just under 4,000. But you're right. It'll go back on. You're right. But go ahead and play that song.
It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why. It's not that complicated to explain in layman terms. When something's really rotten, it is sure to crawl with worms. And that something really rotten happened in this nation's past. It's been feeding on our prosperity until now we're sinking fast. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. How would you like to print up money on your very own private press and loan it out to all your friends at staggering high interest? Bet it wouldn't take too long until you own the whole neighborhood. Well, that's what the Fed's been doing since our Congress said they could. Now, our Congress shirked their duty back in December 1913. That's when the value of our money changed from gold to inky green. And when they shrugged the Constitution off, they damned this nation's fate. It was a blatant violation of Article 1 and Section 8. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. You got the FBI, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission Agency, and they all have one thing in common, that is they're federal. But here's one thing, if you haven't guessed, there ain't a thing federal about the Federal Express, and the only thing federal about the Reserve is that it's criminal! Now if I was to tell you that we're under martial law, and there ain't no sense in waiting for the final axe to fall, and that the money that we're spending's really military script, would you say that I've gone crazy? Would you think that I've been hipped? Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. No, the Federal Reserve isn't federal. criminal. It's just criminal at all. Let's just dump it.
All righty. That's Carl Clay was, he was on top of that. You know, not only was he really a very talented artist, he was a very a patriot, had a great sense of history. And this is why I liked him so much. Him and I were good, very, very good friends. But Carl has been gone now. He died in 2019. But his message, and that's why I play his songs all the time, because he was so for real. Anyhow, let's go to Dayton, Ohio, and we have James. Hey, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Thanks. Okay.
I was just responding to that gentleman that was talking about the feds helping us, but they're not going to help us. I mean, that's what Trump's wanting to do, is get rid of that Powell guy, because he won't even lower the interest rate.
I know.
Get rid of him. You know, if he gets rid of him, I think he can turn a bunch of stuff around. Because I think his goal is to get rid of the IRS totally, you know, and fund the money on the terrorists. I mean, fund our country off the terrorists and pay the debt off and all that, you know. I mean, it's going to take time. When they went off the gold standard in, what, 73?
Yeah.
So you're talking a long time they've been muzzled, you know, laundering money and cheating us, and, you know, you've been talking about it for, what, 60 years?
Yeah, 51, yeah. We've been...
You've been on there for years. But anyway, yeah, it's going to take him a little time. He ain't going to be able to fix it overnight. I mean, he's done a lot already.
Well, not even he can do it all by himself. The people have got to... It's we, the people. We gotta stick to it.
We gotta stick together and back him, or whoever else comes in there and takes over. Like, you know, that's the main thing. Just get rid of the Democrats totally.
Well,
demolish them.
You know, it's a funny thing, because, you know, there's been a lot of talk. You know, Obama's mentioned many times about changing the Constitution to where you can run for three terms. And the interesting thing is, you know, but now Trump's, he's been kidding around about that, but Trump, believe me, at his age, he doesn't want to run another term. You know.
He would rather let Vance take over.
Absolutely.
Following his footsteps.
Yeah.
Which would be real good.
But that would be...
Yeah, he's wore out. I mean, he's done what he's... He'll do a lot more in his last 3 years, or however much. Yeah, another 3 years. So, just got to pray that he stays safe.
Yep, absolutely.
Going after that guy over there. What's that guy's name in Venice? Or over in New... the guy he's trying to get in Venezuela.
Yeah, I know. Maduro. Maduro.
Yeah. I mean, he's a shady, scary person.
You see, Russia's selling Maduro fighter jets, you know, but a lot of the Russian equipment isn't that really great, but to defend himself. But Maduro, I don't think, is going to last long, because, you know, in that country, he's destroyed the economy, and Trump's offering a $50 million reward. You know that those drug cartels... First of all, they'd like to be the one in charge themselves, right? And Maduro's got the military, but, you know, in those places, it's, you know, you whoever you take down, you replace. And so he has to watch within his own military those that be out to get him for $50 million. So I don't think he's got much of a future. What do you think?
No, not at all.
Alrighty. Well, listen, thanks for calling, James.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless. All right. Who do we have next there?
We've got Brian in Texas.
Let's go out to Texas with Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight. How are you?
Good, thank you. Is everything going along with your doctors and stuff like that?
Yeah, I had a long discussion with my surgeon today, and I'm getting all prepared. So you'll have Pastor Joe Larson and Pastor Lewis and Elder Bradley, and then Friday and Saturday you'll have Chaplain McTurnan sitting in for me, and I'm not quite sure who's going to preach the...
Make sure you bring Sty in, because, man, that guy that you have on board, he's a team leader for sure, man. Sty, he always has something good. I was just telling him and bringing up about Argentina and stuff, man. I mean, this guy really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we have him here. And,
I was going to bring up real quick. I really pray that everything goes good for you with that. And remember, don't forget to put that cool cloth on your eyes. Make sure you keep that cool cloth on. And ask your eye doctor. And I think that my eye doctor, they recommended that. She showed me it's like this thing that's got this little bit of gravel in it, like little beads, and you put it in the freezer or you can put it in the microwave. And you just lay it on your eyes and lay down, and it really helps 100%.
I remember that.
Yes, sir. No, real quick, I was going to tell you, and I'll let you guys go. Your prior talk, Paul was mentioning about Warren Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett always said, don't depend on one salary. You know, in other words, we brought up from our parents, even you guys, Pastor, even your mother and father and grandparents and mine also, all of ours, they always taught us, you know, to work and to save. And Trump's bringing a lot of good things to the society, and more people need to realize this drug. If we don't stop these drugs like he's doing with Venezuela, we're going to be in more and more trouble. But there another reason I really called you was, I tried to call you last night, but you guys were really busy, is this truck driver, and I want everybody out there listening to this, and it also, Sty, I want you to do your homework on this one. This ought to be a real awakener for everybody. This truck driver in Florida that made the illegal U-turn, it was in the United States illegally.
Harinder.
Everybody listening?
His name is Harinder Sain.
Correct. Now, you may be ahead of me on this, Pastor. Look up the one that just did it in California. He's got the identical same last name.
Isn't that interesting?
You look that up. Look that up. Read the story. Look at his name. It'll be on the title at the very beginning of the article. Both of them have the same identical last name. Both of them were in the United States illegal. Both of them obtained CDLs through the California DMV office under Governor whatever antichrist devil he is, but leader. And now he wants to try to
leave
the country. He wants to try to destroy. I can't understand that point. But also, they just renewed his CDL license in California 2 weeks prior to him what he did. But what both of them, read the
what article. Were those, like 200,000 licenses that they had? That they gave out?
And both of them have the same identical last name, and they just renewed his CDL 2 weeks ago before he did what he did. And,
wow.
And it was all under the Democratic Antichrist program that they're running. And also, he's claiming that on these TV networks that he's possibly going to run for United States president. Who would want, it's like here in Texas, they've already destroyed California. Why do you want to come to Texas and try to destroy a Republican state when you already know that the Democratic, Antichrist Democratic way is what destroyed California and what is destroying California? And you want to go to these Republican states and bring your whatever Antichrist ways to a Republican state and convert that and destroy the state you're running from? It doesn't make sense, Pastor. But things are in the Bible. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the things that are happening. And, Sty, you know this, Pastor, these things are in the Bible. It shouldn't be any surprise to us.
Well, it's not.
God told us. Jesus told us these things were going to happen. They're written in the Word, man.
Well, you know, it's not. I've been preaching this for over 50 years. You know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I've never seen a more unstable man than Newsom. I mean, this guy is totally unstable. He will sit there and lie to you knowing he's lying. Now, you notice something, too, very strange about him. I've never seen anybody else do this, but, you know, there are different people will do different things. You know, like Kamala, you know, when she talks about, you know, her school bus and she'll wave her hands and she'll laugh, she'll giggle. But now, in other words, to get attention. But Newsom does something very strange. If you ever notice this, it's like when your hands are handcuffed together. You put them out there, and you know, and he holds his hands that way when he talks. Have you ever noticed that? Like they're handcuffed, like he's handcuffed. I don't know what that's all about, but I've never seen anybody else do anything like that.
Well, that's why we have what's right, what's left, because everybody comes together in your style and the group you have, John and these guys that come on, we all come together and we bring in these things because this is how we work together. We stick together, you know, and the way that's why I'm saying I don't understand why anybody want to move all these people that are fleeing California. They want to keep their same process going to bring to a Republican state. I don't get that, Pastor, because this is what is destroying this country.
Well, you know, a lot of what happened in California is follow the money. That stuff is not by accident. Those fires weren't by accident. That's one of the oldest.
Right. And Kamala Harris, if you saw the recent interview she's doing over her book and stuff, she's blaming Biden now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she got to blame somebody. She wants to be, you know, she's talking about running again, but she can't get any support. Right now, she's throwing it out there.
Well, Brian, let me throw this out here, too, for you real quick. I think right now, especially, a lot of people are real concerned with red versus blue when the reality is good versus evil.
Yep.
Well, they want Texas. They want Texas. I'm telling you, they want Texas. We're more companies. I grew up here between here and Louisiana. My family's from Louisiana, but down by Lafayette. And I tell you guys, this is interesting because we've had more companies move here to Texas than any probably state in the United States, and they want this state. I'm telling you guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everybody, they want Texas.
They sure do. I got to move on, but thanks. Thanks for calling.
God bless you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Is Hal there yet?
Hal's here.
Okay. Pastor Hal, you got 7 minutes.
How long?
7 minutes.
Okay. You know, Pastor, I just want to say it's too bad the Constitution doesn't have provision for if there was some rogue organization that just goes completely haywire and is destroying this country that we can't get rid of it. And I'm talking about the Democrat Party. That's, like somebody said, it's totally antichrist. They're not happy unless they're doing something to destroy the fabric of this country that God blessed us with. And it's just that there ought to be some way we can just get rid of it and either replace it with another party that where it's patriots that love this country or something like that. But as long as that Democrat Party has all these traitors and perverts and one-world people in it and trying to destroy this country, we'll never have any peace. And, you know, they're like a cancer in the body. And you got to get rid of that cancer to get healthy. And as long as the Democrat Party has these foul balls, I call them, making laws and doing things to hurt this country, it's like a cancer that's just every day doing more and more to kill this country. We got to do something. It's pass some laws or something to put an end to this thing. Because if we don't kill the Democrat Party, it's going to kill us. And that's all there is to it, you know, just like cancer in the body. And I just want to say that things will get worse prophetically. The Antichrist will be coming in a few short years. I really believe that. And, you know, you've got to be ready. Either you're going to give your soul to Jesus Christ or the Antichrist automatically. And Jesus, when he died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. And, you know, we can't save ourselves. If you could quit sinning right now, and never sin again for the rest of your life, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. That's how bad God hates sin. But God loves you, and he allowed his son to pay the payment on that cross in full for every sin we've ever done. But now that don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. See, right now, everybody hears my voice, you're creations of God. But even the devil is a creation of God. To get to heaven, you have to become a son of God. And so that happens when you ask Jesus to come into your heart. His Holy Spirit comes in to your heart with you, with him, and gives you a spiritual birth right then and there into the family of God. That's where you become a son of God, and nobody can ever take that away from you. Plus, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So it's through the blood of Christ that you get redeemed from hell. It's not through your church membership, your good works, or somebody wearing a dress and waving their arms around and giving you some unction and everything. That's all ridiculous. But it's through Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. That's John 14:6. Now, it's also a free gift. That's what surprised me when I was brought up a Lutheran and a Baptist missionary led me to the Lord. I thought my good works as a Lutheran would get me to heaven. But, you know, he said, no, it's what Jesus did for you, not what you do for him. And it's a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us. If you want to go to heaven, if you want Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross, you can pray right now and he'll come in. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's known as the sinner's prayer. If you repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, that means admit to God you're a sinner, be sorry about the fact you're a sinner, ask Jesus to come into your heart as your Savior. Jesus will come in right then and there and give to you permanently that payment he paid for you on that cross. So if you want that payment, pray this prayer with me right now and mean it with all your heart and mind and soul. Dear God, I confess unto you that I'm a sinner and I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And the Lord Jesus Christ, right now I ask you to come into my heart and give to me that payment so that I can have eternal life, have my sins forgiven. And Lord Jesus, right now, save my soul from hell. And I just thank and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, folks, amen.
If you just prayed that prayer in a minute, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That means that you received him as your Savior.
You have one minute, Hal.
Okay, go ahead, may know you have eternal life. Not just think it or wish it or hope for it, but know it. You see, even the devil knows Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul. But the devil didn't want you to reach out and receive that payment. But if you haven't received it, you could agree with everything you've heard on the show tonight. Everything about Jesus and being saved and still die and go to hell with all that head knowledge if you don't reach out and receive that payment. And that's why it's so urgent that you reach out and receive it before the show's even over. If you hadn't prayed that prayer yet, pray it right now. Just give your heart to the Lord Jesus and trust him to come into your heart and save you in Jesus' name. Okay, Pastor.
Well, you know, again, folks, that's the reality, what Hal just said. That's reality. God's word is reality. And everyone who's ever lived and everyone who's ever died believes every word that Hal just said, because there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. So do it. Don't wait. You may run out of tomorrow's. We run out of tonight. And so I want to say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And good night. And we want to say God bless to you all. And always, always, always remember, keep fighting the, let's do it, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.